Coach Moore, Coach Snyder's had to answer this question weekly about Tyler Lockett, so I'll give you a Tyler Lockett question today. As someone who's coached on both sides of the college and NFL barrier, when you see someone like Tyler Lockett who doesn't have the maybe prototypical size, how do you evaluate him as a receiver and his potential to move on to the next level?
Well, I think he's a tremendous player. I think he's got a lot of the same qualities as a young man like Marvin Harrison has. Guy that's a precise route runner, that is good after the catch, that's not afraid to go over the middle, that knows how to read coverage and get himself open. And then you add in his return ability, particularly as a punt returner, and this is a dangerous young man. I mean, he's, in my opinion, he's the best receiver we've played all year, and I think his statistics would prove that, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. But I think that the skill set that he has translates well at any level. And I would imagine, and Coach can answer this, he's probably one of the hardest working players on your team. So at least he plays that way.
Coach, wanted to ask both of you, how do you address your team about a situation that happened in the BYU postseason game?
Well, if you're referencing the altercation, is that what we're talking about? Again, that's not something that you go in the night before a ball game or during the course of a ball game and say, okay, this is the way we have to manage, these situations. That's ingrained in your program, from the very beginning. From day one, there's a code of conduct, if you will, for virtually any program in the country. And I've certainly, watching as much tape as we do of Jim's team, you see that they, handle themselves in an appropriate way. It's selfishness that creates those situations more than anything else. And, I think our young people have been good. The spur of the moment reaction sometimes is, hard to come by and difficult to assess. But, I think if you you can't wait. I mean, it's just something that's ingrained in your players that, these things do not happen. We're not going to allow them to happen, and it has to be a mindset, and you have to understand the value of it, and you have to have, enough poise, I think, in order to walk away from those things. And I'm proud of our young guys because they certainly do that, have done that.
I think it's ingrained in the culture of your program from day one. You impress upon your student athletes that they're going to play hard, they're going to play tough, they're going to play physical, but at the same time, it's mandatory that they respect their opponent and honor this great game.
For Coach Snyder, for those of us in a certain age group, Coach, has AARP asked you to be a spokesperson?
No, but I have a card.
Got in front.
Coach, this time last year you were talking about the preparation for the bowl game against Michigan, said it was one of the best preparations you've been a part of for a bowl game. How would you evaluate the preparedness of your team entering this one, and what parallels have you noticed between this team's preparation for this bowl game and last year's?
Well, I think there were some similar situations. Again, that goes back a year ago, and what I can remember a year ago, you can, put in the palm of your hand. But there was that period of time prior to that preparation where, the story, where, we just weren't into what we were doing. And, from a practice standpoint, collectively, as a team, and, we kind of had one of those get-togethers. And things changed, and they only change because players choose to change, and they made those changes, and our preparation was very good, from that point on. I think it wasn't to the same degree this year, but I think we, went through a similar process, and I think our players, have responded quite well. So, I think we practiced reasonably well, up and down, of course, but reasonably well.
Bill, you're certainly deserving over here. certainly deserving of the honor, but I was curious if it's at all odd to be coaching and also be on the Hall of Fame ballot, and what your reaction was when you saw your name on it.
Well, you know, as any coach would be, you know, you're honored and, you know, pleased, but, you know, it makes you think back about, you know, all the people that have invested, you know, so much to allow something like that to take place. You know, we've had, you know, and first and foremost, it really, you know, we talk so much about family and, you know, so that means a lot of people. But, you know, my immediate family has, you know, gone through, as all coaches' families do. You know, they go through some trials and tribulations, you know, over a period of time to give you an opportunity to do the things that you do, because it's very demanding. And, you know, Sean's here with me today, and, I mean, his investment and all that has been so very, very significant. And then you take, you know, all the wonderful young people we've had in our program. You take all the very talented and wonderful coaches and support staff and administration. You know, all the people that have been invested in it, and it means so much. And hopefully it's meaningful to them. And I think, you know, for the most part, it truly is. And that really is, in all honesty, what, you know, transpired in my mind. Anyway, it was it was very very humbling event.
Any other questions, Coach Snyder? We did have a social media question. Can you talk about you took your offensive unit over to see Wounded Warriors at the Center for Intrepid? Could you talk about that experience?
It's really important for us to do those kinds of things. You know, we have, you know, so many community service things in place, and I know Jim does as well, and that's so valuable to young people and their development and their growth. When we went over, I was really looking forward to our young guys having an opportunity to spend, you know, time with the Wounded Warrior aspect of Intrepid, and it just happened to be a day that there weren't a significant number of those individuals, you know, available. But, you know, we did have the opportunity to visit with a number of young guys that were, I thought, young and not so young, who had been, you know, wounded severely in the line of duty, and it was a remarkable experience, you know, for our players to have the opportunity to share with them, and it's meaningful to them, you know, and it certainly is meaningful to the people that they visited with, but, you know, they walk away with a tremendous appreciation, you know, for what others do in their behalf. And that's the value of it, and that's what I, you know, look forward to in our visit over there. They were very gracious to us as well.
Are there any final questions? Coach, I'd like you to stand one final time.